Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to be talking about comics, movies, and video games with Tony, the Rambling Gamer. Good morning, everybody. This is Tony, the Rambling Gamer. It is July 7th. We're going live for the first episode. So today I thought we'd start off with a little bit of recent news during this month. So this month, Ant-Man is going to be coming out on July 17th. So not a lot of people have really been excited for this movie, but honestly, I hope it's going to be good since he's going to become more of a pivotal member of the Avengers and a lot of the other movies. So I hope, fingers crossed, that it's going to be a really good movie, that the actor's going to pull off the character very well, and any of the other villains or side characters that are going to come in will kind of fit in with the Marvel Universe and everyone will like them or hate them. You know, the good kind of hate, not the, oh God, I hope I never see that character again kind of hate. So, the third Spider-Man remake within the last 10 years. Wow, they really cannot get that character down. First one, Tobey Maguire. You know, 1, 2, and 3. I wasn't a big fan of them. I mean, they were cool at the time. But looking back, one was all right. 2 was meh. 3 was crap. In all honesty, 3 was absolute crap. Then we had the one that came out, God, was it 3, 4 years ago? 3 years ago. Jeez. I can't remember the actor's name because I'm very great at research. His two movies were pretty good, honestly. I like them a lot. And then this year, they're coming out, I think it's Tom Holland. He's going to be the new Spider-Man. He's 19, so he's actually going to be playing the actual high school age Spider-Man instead of the either post-college, during college. Now it's going to be pre-college, so they're making him younger. So I guess next Spider-Man is going to be in the cradle. Who knows? Random side note. So everyone knows that there's the Marvel movies, then there's the Marvel shows that are on Netflix, and then, of course, there's the DC movies, and then the DC TV shows. What a lot of people don't actually know is that Marvel and DC are doing this very differently. DC, the writers for the movies and the writers for the TV shows are completely separate, do not really interact, and will not actually coincide with each other. So any future collaborations between the two would be nigh impossible because by the time the Flash series ends and he could start moving into the Justice League movies and things like that, the movie guys would have already made a made a Flash of their own with a different personality, a different look, and things like that, because that's just how they do. While Marvel, on the other hand, is having them work together and coincide, so therefore, like the recent Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. season that just ended, spoiler, they had the Inhumans and did things with them. And then there's an Inhumans movie that's going to be coming out in a few years, and it's going to be those same people. So they're actually coinciding with each other, and they're going to be able to work together to make it one giant universe that everyone's going to be able to follow. And like one thing is, when the Captain America movie came out, the Captain America Winter Soldier, Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. coincided with it and did a thing about how S.H.I.E.L.D. went down, S.H.I.E.L.D. was really Hydra and things like that. That should coincide with it, and that became a big part of it, is that the world got Hydra and S.H.I.E.L.D. confused, and they were always there was always fighting against each other. So, random fact, when they were doing a screen test for Tom Holland to play the new Spider-Man, they actually had Robert Downey Jr. come in to do some of them with him. And on a promising note, Tom Holland actually was able to keep up with Robert Downey Jr., held his own against him, and kind of, you know, went back and forth with the lines. So that's a really good thing if he's able to keep up with, you know, Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man. And they had good chemistry from what I read in the article and watched on the video. All right, so the third Captain America movie, Captain America Civil War, is going to have the largest number of stars and big Marvel characters all in one movie. We're going to have Tom Holland, who's going to be the new Spider-Man, Scarlett Johansson's coming back as Black Widow. Chris Evans coming back as Captain America. Paul Rudd, he's going to be with the new Ant-Man movie. I hope that, like I said, hope the movie goes well. So that way he can fit in well and, you know, be a liked character and actor. Elizabeth Olsen coming back as Scarlet Witch. Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man. Jeremy Renner is coming back as Hawkeye. Emily Van Camp, going to be Agent 13 again. She was from the Iron Man movies. Sebastian Stan coming back as a Winter Soldier. Paul Bettany is going to be the mocap and Vision voice again. Leslie Bibb is rumored to come back as Christine Everhart, who was kind of, she was a reporter who kept betting Iron Man, Tony Stark, to try to get an interview, but never could quite get it. So it's rumored she's going to be back, but who knows. William Hurt's going to be coming back as Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross from the Hulk movies. And he's rumored, or a lot of people speculate, he's going to come as the Red Hulk, which that will be cool and a very epic fight if that does come true. And it's rumored, and Martin Freeman got signed on to be in the movie, but no one really knows what he's going to be playing in. If you don't remember who Martin Freeman is he played Bilbo in the Hobbit movies, and he was Watson in the Sherlock TV series that was very popular. Daniel Brühl is coming as Baron Zemo. Now, that should be interesting and hopefully really good. And Chadwick Boseman is coming back as T'Challa, coming in as the Black Panther, which, again, he's also going to have a movie in the next few years, which hopefully, if he goes really well in that movie, in the Captain America movie, then hopefully he'll have a really good movie on his own. So, switching topics around, we're going to be jumping over to games, and we're going to be talking about what's coming out this month. Now, there's not a lot of titles that people are really excited for, but a lot of it's, you know, just small-time stuff this month, sadly. There's a game called Deception 4, The Nightmare Princess. From what I can see, it's a Japanese RPG. So if you're into that, it's coming out on the PS Vita. So get into that, definitely. The Godzilla game's coming out from the movie that came out last year. So that should be cool. They're doing an HD remastered version of God of War 3. So if you really love that game, you get to play it again. You get to buy it all over again. So those are movies that are going to come out the 14th. Wolfenstein, The Old Blood, which is a DLC, standalone DLC for Wolfenstein, the new one. It's going to be kind of set during World War II, where the newer game was kind of set during more of the present/future. And then Zombie Army Trilogy. Zombie Army Trilogy is, if you've ever seen the sniper games, it's pretty much a kind of Nazi zombie kind of, I don't want to say ripoff, but it's basically where you play as those characters, the main character from the Elite Sniper games and a few others, kind of fighting through basically hell was released and there's zombies and dead people, and it's kind of horrifying, but it seems like it's going to be really cool, and those are going to be coming out the 21st. Fans of fighting games, Blaze Blue Chrono Phantasm Extended is going to be coming out. So Blaze Blue is a 2D anime style fighter, so if you're into those, that's going to be coming out. Lost Dimension, I didn't get too much into it, didn't really look at it, so I don't really have a lot of information on it, sadly. That's going to be coming out the 28th. Ride, another HD fancy racing game, is going to be coming out the 31st. So a lot of exciting games coming out this month if you're into fighting games and some remastered games. So that should be really cool. So these are some of the games that I've been playing recently and having a lot of fun. Far Cry 4, I only recently just got into it. Yes, I know I'm behind the ball. That game came out months ago. Yes, I know. Don't care. I got it now. I got it with some DLC. I'm enjoying the hell out of it. The elephant gun is overpowered as hell. Pagan Min, very, very well done bad guy from what I've played. He kind of has a... kind of seems like the love child between Handsome Jack and the I can't remember his name, Voss from the third game, kind of the insane psycho killer combined with the savvy, well-dressed, not well-mannered, but Handsome Jack, where he does indeed every once in a while kind of call you on your radio to randomly make a comment about what you're doing, say something completely and utterly random. one of my favorites just from the beginning is while you're going against him, or not when you're running away from him for the first time, when you're escaping from his mansion. If you haven't played the game, then oops, spoiler. Basically, he kind of calls you up and makes a comment. You know, he says, you know, was it the crab Rangu? I'm really sorry about that. I had the chef executed. Or was it his family? Ah, that's the last time I kidnap a celebrity chef. Which, again, that just shows the humor. I wish I had a clip of it to play. And actually, fun fact about that, the voice of Pagan Min, I can't remember his name because I'm a horrible person and didn't write it down, is also the same voice actor that did the Joker in Batman Origins. Snow from Final Fantasy XIV. Basically, he's a really big voice actor whose name I can't remember because I'm just that amazing. Another one, old classic, even though it's 15 years old, just about, Team Fortress 2. If you haven't played that, it's a class-based shooter. Lots of different game modes. The characters are all insane, out of their mind people. There's the soldier, rocket launcher, shotgun, shovel. That's his weapons of choice. Rocket jumping, things like that. He's a very crazy character to play. The scout, shotgun, pistol, and baseball bat. Really fast, not a lot of health, but you hit hard. Demo man, grenade launcher, sticky bomb launcher, and then his melee weapon is a bottle, at least. Which is, you know, just the greatest weapon ever since he's a drunk Scotsman. A black, drunk Scottish Cyclops, as he likes to call himself. There's the Heavy, which he is a giant Russian man with a minigun, a shotgun, and his melee weapon is just his fist because he's just that strong. Then we got the Engineer, a good old boy from Texas with a bunch of different master's degrees in engineering. Builds sentries, his weapons are his wrench, shotgun, and a pistol. So he runs around, sets up sentries and dispensers and teleporters to help the team get around the map and help out, heal, and defend locations. There's the Spy, who is the Engineer's mortal enemy. He has his knife to backstab people, pistol for long range, and he has a disguise kit to hide as the enemy, any of the enemy team or his own team, if it would be beneficial for them, for him. He also has a sapper to destroy the engineer's stuff, and a Invisiwatch to make himself invisible to hide when things get too hot for him. There's the Medic, who he has the medigun, a syringe gun, and his bone saw. He's a crazy German doctor from World War II who lost his medical license. And his big thing is, you know, he's able to heal his teammates, but also able to Uber charge, which, depending on which metagun he has, can either make them invincible for a short amount of time, boost their damage, or just increase the healing he does to them by a lot. And then last, but not least, we have the Sniper. He's kind of explanatory. He has a sniper rifle, SMG, and his Kukri knife. He's a Australian sniper from the bush, you know, popping off heads left and right. He's an assassin, right? And then the last game I've been playing recently is called Stonehearth. This game is actually still in beta. It's made by the gentleman who actually started the big fighting game tournament. I should have this written down. I can't remember what it's called now. Anyway, the two gentlemen that started one of the biggest fighting game tournaments in the world kind of switched gears to make this game called Stonehearth. Pretty much, it's kind of a dwarf fortress kind of city builder where you start with a group of settlers in the middle of nowhere, and you kind of gathering resources, building up a shelter for them, gathering food, and defending them against goblins and things like that by promoting them. They all have different classes and jobs that you can put them into. Like, it's just in beta, so there's, you know, blacksmith, farmer, trapper, a weaver, and then, you know, soldier, things like that. And you can get them better gear and help them basically improve and build up their civilization until you have a nice big city. Because honestly, as long as you have the resources, you know, the room to make buildings and the room to, and the food, you can honestly keep going as big as you want. And because the game is kind of the it's voxel, which is kind of a think Minecraft, but the cubes are smaller, so there's more detail you can put into it. So you can be as you can go as big as you want, and it's honestly it's very enjoyable from what I've had so far. The features are going to be adding in the next update, which should be coming out in the next few weeks. It's going to be a really big game changer. It's going to add a lot of new features. It's going to add some new crafting classes, and it's going to add the archer, which you know we didn't have before. And it's also going to add crates, which will be a big help for storing lots of things. All right. And so jumping over to comics. So there's a lot of exciting stuff coming out from Marvel and DC this month. I kind of just grabbed 10 random comics, 5 from each, because there was way too many to talk about in you know my half hour of rambling. So Age of Apocalypse 2 for Marvel. That's second edition of the newer Marvel stuff. That's going to be coming out. That should be really exciting. A lot of these I haven't actually read, but I've heard about. So if you know anything about them and you want to call in, our number to call in is 347-934-0579. So I was a bit late in the show to talk about the call-in number now, but if you want to go ahead and call in and ask about any of the things I've talked about so far, go ahead and do that, and I'll be happy to talk to you about it, answer questions, agree, disagree, who knows. But go ahead and call in, and like I said, the number is 347-934-0579. So, after Age of Apocalypse, it's going to be Hail Hydra 2. So it's going to be Hydra's own comic. Second one, from what I saw from the cover art, is they have their own kind of monster beast man that kind of looks like a Hydra. Spider Island 2, that's going to be from the Secret Wars comic, where basically they took all the different universes and shoved them all into one giant planet and kind of separated them by, like, there's Spider Island, there's a raceway for all the Ghost Riders, and basically all the different kind of, I don't want to say separate universes, but all the different franchises within Marvel kind of all shoved together from the different universes put into one location. Plus, there's, of course, the zombies are all shoved alone and kind of walled off from everyone else, because who really wants to deal with them taking over the entire world and killing everyone again? And then there's Old Man Logan 3. If you don't know what Old Man Logan is, it's pretty much it's supposed to be years in the future when everything has kind of gone to shit, and Logan has, of course, outlived everyone. And there's all the newer superheroes. Kind of Hulk has become like a backcountry hick eating his own kids and really messed up. So that should be really cool if you've read into that. I haven't gotten to, but I really hope to. And another one, it's Ghost Racers 2. It's the second one in kind of the Ghost Riders part, where basically one of the villains' name is Arcade, has pretty much a giant arena where all the Ghost Riders from an old Western kind of centaur-looking one with Gatling guns to the original Ghost Rider in his stunt-jumping outfit, the female Ghost Rider, Ghost Rider 2000, and then this newer Ghost Racer, the newer one, he's kind of in a car, who mixed reviews on him, honestly. All the other Ghost Riders have been on bikes or on a horse, and he's kind of in a car, and while they're all possessed by spirits of vengeance, he's kind of just possessed by a demon or a dead psychopath. It's cool, not horribly exciting, but I still think it's going to be really cool. From what I see, it's kind of going to be Ghost Rider mixed with Death Race, if you ever know what that is, where basically they'll be driving, going around an arena, kind of fighting each other and being the trying to be the one to come in first and survive. So that's from Marvel. So from DC, we're going to have Scooby-Doo, Where Are You 59? Now, I didn't know about this, but because Warner Brothers and DC teamed up, that DC has been doing Scooby-Doo, Where Are You comics. This is the 59th issue, shows how far behind I am. And basically, it's kind of like the old, you know, the original Scooby-Doo television show, just put into a comic book, so there's more detail, a lot more that goes on, and pretty much they're going to be doing a lot of old villains and a lot of newer ones too. So if you were a really big fan of Scooby-Doo back in the day, the the 70s, 80s show. And then you really should probably check this out, because I think it's going to be it's really good. I'm actually going to try to pick it up and read some of it myself. Next up is Starfire 2. Starfire is from the Teen Titans. If you don't know who the Teen Titans were, it's Robin. Robin, the Boy Wonder. Starfire, she's kind of an alien. She's kind of an alien with orange skin, purple hair. She's super strength. She can shoot lasers, you know, standard stuff. Raven, she's the daughter of, what is his name? Big Demon. Oh, I can't remember his name. Darn it. Cyborg, actually now in the Justice League after his Teen Titan days. And then Beast Boy, who can turn into any animal that exists. And he's kind of got the green skin, green hair. If you've seen the old Cartoon Network show, you'll kind of have a gist of what it's like, even though some of the differences are there. The comics are a lot more mature, even though they're still technically considered teenagers. It's still more mature attitude. Next up, Sinestro Volume 2, Sacrifice. So Sinestro getting another his own another comic by himself. Sinestro, Ring of Fear. If I knew the Ring Oath, I would say it, but I don't, because I'm not a huge DC fan myself, honestly. This week, Volume 6 in DC. Pretty much it's the kind of the beginnings of the Injustice League. If you don't know who the Injustice League, it's a lot of the Justice League's main villains kind of team up because of, you know, the threat of the superheroes. They figure if they team up, they'll be able to beat them, which, of course, comic rules. The bad guy has to lose at the end of comics, and I'm not making that up. I know this is a random side tangent. But according to the kind of the people that oversee all of the comics, this is a legit rule. At the end of the comics, at the end of each kind of book or series, the bad guy has to be seen being put away or losing, or, you know, just something not going right for the bad guy's plans. This is an actual rule for big comic books, or at least DC, where the bad guy has to lose at the end of every comic, which is kind of how the any of the bad guy by themselves books have kind of not going so well, especially like the Joker ones, where at the end of each book, he kind of was thrown in jail at the end of each one of them, which didn't make for great books, depending on what you like. Here's what I didn't know, and I'm going to, again, like the Scooby-Doo one, I'm going to start reading. It's Gotham Academy, and I actually pulled the first paragraph kind of describing it. It says, "Welcome to Gotham Academy. Gotham City's most prestigious prep school is a very weird place. It's got a spooky campus, oddball teachers, and rich benefactors always dropping by, like that weirdo Bruce Wayne. But nothing is as strange as his students." So from what I've gathered, from what I've read about it, it's basically a prep school set in Gotham City during all of, you know, the Batman, the villains, things that are going on with them. Kind of students that are gifted, I guess is the word. Kind of people found in Gotham, you know, students that are extraordinarily smart, extraordinarily athletic, have powers of some kind, or just some oddities. And pretty much it's all of them are kind of thrown into this prep school to kind of, I haven't been able to read into it. I really hope to read into it. I think it's going to be really good from what I've seen, because it kind of has, I don't want to say cameos, but kind of homages with Bruce Wayne coming in the beginning to kind of, you know, he's benefacting the main character, who's a female. I can't remember her name. She kind of seems like a candidate for a new Robin from the way she acts and what she does. Lex Luthor apparently makes an appearance. Joker, Penguin, and a few other bad guys actually show up. But a majority of it is about the students and how some of them are kind of, I don't want to say stereotyped, but kind of shown that some are going to become kind of more hero-like people or more villains, or some of the ones kind of like middle of the road, I guess your Red Hood's, well, Red Hood actor, he kind of went on his psycho killing spree. And people like that, they're kind of the middle of the road kind of anti-heroes, if you will. Ones who you can't really know until the last moment of which side of the fence they're on, whether they're going to be good guys or bad guys. So another thing here is we have another thing is the webcomic highlight, where pretty much I'm going to talk about a webcomic that I've been reading that I think you guys will enjoy. It's free, and you can read up. You know, it's been going for a while. It's called Zombie Roomy. Now this one has been going on for a few years now. The art style of the author has drastically improved and changed, and for the better. Pretty much, it starts out as kind of a gag comic, obviously, where a guy has a roommate that is a zombie. It's George the Zombie. You know, it kind of starts off with gags of, you know, how, you know, the toilet gets clogged up from the bodies that he eats to, you know, they can't keep any neighbors because he keeps either scaring them off or they piss him off and he eats them. And it kind of goes on, and the universe gets kind of larger, includes more characters. You know, you got werewolves, Frankenstein, vampires, things like that. The vampire in the series actually kind of makes a joke that the creators Sesame Street actually borrowed his image to make the Count and kind of pay him royals for doing his image. Frankenstein, witches, you know, and all kinds of aliens, the swamp monster, the creature from the Black Lagoon is kind of a hippie environmentalist, save the animals kind of guy. It's funny. He's also extremely politically correct. So he's not the creature from the Black Lagoon. He's the creature from he's just from the lagoon, and he gets really preppy and things like that. It's really cool. I'm currently caught up on it. It's a really enjoyable series if you kind of like, you know, goofy, oddball kind of, goofy, oddball kind of jokes in the beginning to kind of shift to kind of have a story where, you know, I won't give any spoilers. I was about to. I won't give any spoilers if you're actually going to read it. But I think it's a really good comic. I think if he were to print it and put it in the books and sell it, it would sell really well. That's just my opinion. And, you know, I'm one guy in a world of billions. So, and if you want to call in the last few minutes and ask me any questions, the number is, like I said before, 347-934-0579. That's if you have any questions about anything I've talked about, or have any comments, concerns, want to argue with me, like some people are prone to do, or whether you just want to put some input on what's said. So to kind of get over what I talked about here, you know, we talked about how, you know, all the Marvel movies are going to be coming out within the next few years, our kind of hopes for Ant-Man and Captain America. Hopefully Ant-Man will be good. Captain America kind of rides on him being good, and a lot of the other characters kind of meshing and working well together and just being a general good movie. If it's anything like the previous Avengers movies or the other previous Marvel movies, hopefully we have high hopes on it being really, really good. Talk about actors, they're going to be back into it, playing all their, you know, famous roles. I suspect knowing Marvel and knowing, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D. and things like that, I can't remember his name now. Wow, I'm horrible. Nick Fury is going to show up, of course. Samuel L. Jackson, he's got to make an appearance because that's just how the Marvel is. Talk about some of the games that are coming out. Not a lot of really big titles. I mean, Wolfenstein, the Old Blood, and Blaze Blue, some promising things. Talked about what I've been playing. Kind of wish you guys hear what you guys have been playing. And kind of all the comics that are coming out recently from Marvel, you know, Age of Apocalypse 2, Hail Hydra, Spider Island, Old Man Logan, and Ghost Racers. And as well as from DC with the Scooby-Doo Where Are You comic book series, Starfire number 2, the Sinestro comics, Justice League, the Injustice League, which I'm sure a lot of people, if you're a big fan of DC, unlike me, will really enjoy seeing that old rivalry kind of pop up. And the newer comics, Gotham Academy, which again, I'm really going to check out, so I think you guys should too. And then, of course, there's my little plug of something I've enjoyed, of Zombie Roomy, which if you enjoy kind of comedy, kind of goofy, you know, making fun of old werewolves and things like werewolf zombies and creatures like that, I think you'll really enjoy it. I'm Tony the Rambling Gamer. Hope you guys have a good day.